This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being involved, being engaged. I mean, that's the big deal. Because if you're engaged, if you're involved, if you're, you know, working with us, talking about issues, then you kind of see where we're coming from. You kind of get everybody conversing, and you find out how they come to the, you know, again, what's got me going down this path today is sitting with a few people talking about some of the issues with the Epstein murder and how people are coming to different conclusions and what they're looking at or what have you. And even some of us who ended up on the same page, but we came about it differently. So I think that's the same thing, you know, even if you're sitting around with people that are on the same page as you, you need to know how they got there. You might find that maybe the way they approached it might have helped you flip somebody else or get somebody else, you know, I mean, flip off somebody else, don't get stupid, but flip somebody else and how they think and how they came up with their conclusion, how they came up with their decision. Look, some of you who are on Facebook, if you look, there's a posting up on our site for the copy of Unplanned the Movie, right? Look, spend a few bucks, skip a cup of coffee, and get a copy of the movie. Show it to a if you really, you know, we as conservatives, and not, you know, maybe not my listeners, but we as conservatives are terrible at supporting each other. All right, and some of you take exception to that. Here's the deal: if you are supporting other conservatives, if you are doing the best you could do, then I'm not talking about you, obviously. Now am I? But for some of you, some of us, whatever, we do a lousy job at supporting other conservatives. It is just part of reality. And you need to learn how. And I don't care whether that's, you know, I'm kind of joking a little bit here, but seriously, you know, whether you buy a coffee mug, you buy a T-shirt, you go to an event, you help spread the word about their show or about an event that they have, anything you can do would help. So if you a lot of you people listening to this show, you are not pro-choice, you are pro-life. And a lot of you, when we were talking about Unplanned, the movie, and we talk about abortion, we're all on the same page. Well, if you're really on the same page, then help support the movie. Help support the people. Show them that you really do care. Show them that you really are interested in helping them move forward with their cause. So I've got the video just went for sale today. It's now up for sale on DVD. You can get that on the Facebook page. I'll put it up on the website later on. But right now, if you go to our Facebook page, you will find, and a lot of you listening are listening on Facebook, but you'll find a link on that page to buy the DVD, get it to you pretty quick. And I think you should support them. If you truly believe what you say you believe, you should support them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right. I don't know. It doesn't get any better than this. So, and this is George Washington University. I mean, the man, you know what? If he could send a note from heaven, he'd be sending a note going, please take my name off that school already. With the rise of politically correct culture, students in universities have, you know, they're just pushing back for diversity and inclusivity and all this other stuff. Matter of fact, they call it this, but they really don't mean it. They're not, when they start screaming about diversity or inclusivity, what they mean is we need to get rid of these people or this group of people. They really do. Let me read their stuff. In the past, students have signed fake petitions to ban offensive holidays like Valentine's Day, even Christmas, to push diversity and inclusion. I mean, the way they want to push diversity and inclusion is by getting rid of diversity and inclusion. I always felt that to be really interesting. And partly it's because I heard a clip last night, late last night, I was listening to some of these clips that people have, and what I thought was really, again, really interesting. There was a young lady who thought socialism was inclusive of what she was doing with the interviewer. And now some of you are sitting there scratching your head going, huh? What do you mean? So what they were thinking was, because I'm sitting here, ready for this? Are you ready? If you're driving, be careful, all right? Socializing with you, right? Being there and socializing with you was socialism, okay? I mean, seriously. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, it's so much more than that. Yes. There is, you're being social. I get it. I get what she thinks or what she thought. I'm socializing because I'm being social with this person. I'm being nice. We're talking. We're discussing. And she, I'm sorry. I was laughing so hard at it, I couldn't hear much more what she said. But they really believe that socialism is us taking care of other people. They believe that socialism has to do with taking care of the elderly, making sure that everybody gets an education. It's like, hello, we have all that now. Anyway, so these ongoing diversity inclusivity movements on college campuses all over the place. Campus reform went up to George Washington University in D.C., and the students previously voted to ban their offensive colonial mascot. It's just amazing. They also previously told campus reform that President Barack Obama is the best president in U.S. history, which gives you an idea of really where their IQ lies, but that's beside the point. Campus correspondent Ethan Kai, he asked George Washington students if they supported changing offensive crosswalk lights because the walk sign only portrayed white people. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Want you part of the process. And, just seriously, let's head over the phone so I don't have to waste any more time. It would be nice if I could reach that thing, wouldn't it? Brian from Washington. Brian, thanks for being with us. I appreciate your call.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Hopefully, so far, so good. How are you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
All right.
Hey, I'm not exactly sure as to the timeline of this news story, but I became more aware of it about 6 months ago. I was reading this article. You were just talking about George Washington University.
I was reading
an article from North Carolina, South Carolina, one of the Carolinas. I don't remember. But African-American students were actually petitioning the university for segregated classes to create a safe space for African-American students. I mean, come on. Reverend King is rolling over in his grave.
Oh, he's spinning so fast in his grave, there's smoke coming out. It wasn't just that, though, Brian. They actually want to do segregated graduations, segregated dormitories, and then, to your point, segregated classes as well. At George Washington, the two of them are up there crying right now, going, wait a minute, what do we do? What do we die for? What do we give our lives for? I mean, these guys, it's just craziness, isn't it? But look where we've come in 50 years. Look what the Dems have done to us, right?
How many dead? How many dead in the 60s? Riots, what was it? I want to say Kent State. I'm trying to think that it's not Kent State. But they were segregating the university.
Yep.
And or desegregating the university, and the National Guard was called in.
And
there was a shooting. How many bled for the right to just be human beings? Not black, white, Asian, Native American. They just wanted to be human beings and go to school. And now they're tearing all that down. Those bricks are mortared in blood, my friend.
Oh, agreed, Brian. You're so right. I mean, again, what Martin Luther King did, and matter of fact, think about something. Here's a man who advocated for peaceful rallies, peaceful marches. He didn't want bloodshed for all of this. And what did he fight for? I mean, they're the ones that are taking their own equality away. You know, I appreciate you chiming in, Brian. I really do appreciate your call.
Thanks, Joe.
You know, and Brian's so right. I mean, what did these guys die for? What did they take the time doing what they did? You know, George Washington University, I joked at the beginning. I said, my God, he's got to be up there looking down going, what the heck is wrong with these people? Because that's what I would be doing. You're making a mockery of what I died for. So I thought you'd like to hear, instead of just hearing from me, I thought you'd like to hear from the students themselves on this. Take a listen. From Campus Reform. Gotta give credit to where credit's due. These guys do a great job.
I'm Ethan Kai with Campus Reform, and today we're at George Washington University. That is a white man. Will students sign a fake petition to change it in the name of diversity and inclusion? Let's find out. Would you be willing to sign a petition for me? These crosswalk signs, we're trying to petition to have them changed. Some students on campus have been offended by them.
So, for some of you who are not watching, what he's doing here is he's asking the kids to sign a petition to add color to the crosswalk signs because, as we all know, they're all white. Well, some of them aren't white, right? Some of them are red. You'd think Native Americans would be upset about this. You know what I'm saying? Just make an observation.
It's just a picture of a white man. We're proposing that we could change them to be more representative of an inclusive environment.
That's so cute! Oh, my God, yeah! So, that's awesome!
So, what they've put up, this is just so wonderful. So what they've put up is they put up a series of pictures. And the pictures show a rainbow-colored person crossing the street. And, you know, I don't know if you are aware of this, but every group has its own flag. Transgender had their own flag. Gay and lesbian have their own flag. Gay pride has their own flag. I mean, just a wonderful array of flags. So now we're going to have to figure out how to put those on crosswalk signs, right? So they have pictures of somebody crossing the street in what appears to be, a gay and lesbian looking kind of flag thing. Transgender. I don't know what the yellow one means. I'm not quite sure what that. There's a white one, there's a red one, and one in a wheelchair. Because as we know, if you only see a white person or a white icon crossing the street, that doesn't include anybody else. You have to be pure white for that to happen.
Is this something you've thought about before?
No, like, I never thought about it, but, like, I can see, like, I guess, like, by some students have to
be able to do
it.
Don't say that.
Cool. I'll totally sign that.
We proposed, like, these other
so
things
lit.
So it could be more.
Yeah.
We just didn't want to offend anyone, you know?
Yeah, no, that's cool.
So is this something you guys can get on board with?
Absolutely, yeah.
You guys sign for me?
Yeah.
I assume it's like one of many ways in which the default is imagined.
No, there won't be many ways. Okay. It's only going to be one way it happens. You already know that.
The most important one to me, but I totally get that it would be important to other people.
But we're trying to be, you know, we're trying to be pioneers.
Well, that's a good idea.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
I haven't really thought of it as a white guy. I've just thought of it as the lightest white.
I mean, now that I've thought about it, I haven't ever thought about it, but it's just one of those things that... Definitely a lack of representation. Yeah, for sure.
Is this something you've thought about before?
No.
I think it's a good idea. The only problem is if you're doing such a variety, there might be just a lot of money involved.
How do you think like students who like are offended by this would feel?
Probably more validated. Yeah.
Like, of course I'll stop, and this is super cool.
I want you to think about this. I don't know if you guys can really hear it or not. I'm doing my best I can with the sound, right? But we're talking about crosswalk signs at George Washington University. So you just heard a call from Brian from Washington where he said, hey, you know, think about the segregation that's going on. They want to segregate this. The blacks wanted their own, they wanted their own dorm. They wanted their own graduation. They wanted their own classes. Right? Because we don't have enough of this stuff going on already. And now here they want to be more inclusive, so they want black figures, brown figures, red figures, white figures. They want, is it going to be random? Is it going to rotate? Is every flash going to be a different one? What if I count the flashes and you know, as a white male, I don't get as many as the gay or lesbian sign or the transgender sign or the wheelchair sign for that matter? Are these really issues of the day? Are we serious?
Kind of simple, you know. Just a guy walking across the street, but if it can help other people out, then why not, you know?
You know, all these people signing the petition, and it really is kind of funny, because they took the time to do this.
So much.
Now, he's got a faculty member sitting in front of him now that is fine with this. All right, so those of you who drink, go grab a drink because you're going to need some coming up. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Francisco and Santa Clara counties in California filed the first lawsuits challenging the Trump administration's new immigration rules to deny green cards to immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, housing vouchers, or other forms of public assistance. The counties say they'll have to incur more costs because the immigrants will only have the county benefits to rely on. Democrats and those whose lives have been impacted by mass shootings are still calling for stronger gun control.
Gun violence is a national crisis, and the Senate needs to start acting like it.
18-year-old March for Our Lives Maryland State Director Jackson O'Mara lost her friend to a school shooting in 2008. Representative Don Byers says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is refusing to call back the Senate for political reasons.
He's waiting for the outrage to die down, for the headlines to change, for the people to turn the page and think about something else.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We're back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there as well. There's a lot happening there that you can get involved with, get engaged with. Buy the book, buy the shirt, buy the tickets to the Broadway musical someday. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Anyway, you, if you do head up to the website, though, give me your email address. We send out an email a week, let you know what's going on in the show, what's happening, possible guest topics, things we'll be talking about. And, you know, you would have known that David Horowitz is coming on the show the other day. If you had signed up for the email, you know, I love some emails I get from people who say, hey, why don't you let us, find a way to let us know. I do have a way to let you know. It's the emails. If you don't like the emails, you can always do it through text messaging. Text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And we'll send out information about the show. I don't do it every night on purpose because I don't want to irritate the crud out of people. I send it like every other night, so you'll have a clue to what's going on. You know, some of us just need to be big boys and girls and simply stick it in our, you know, Outlook calendar, whatever calendar you're using. Anyway, I always appreciate it. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. If you want to know more about the show, more about me and how you can get involved, engaged, you know, donations are always accepted. The social media world has made it very, very hard for some of us to keep funds coming in through the social media world. Anyway, we're talking about George Washington University, and they're having an issue, or they're talking about, I shouldn't say they're having an issue because that wouldn't be totally true. They're having an issue about the crosswalks only looking like there's old, or I shouldn't say old, let me be honest, right? It looks like there's just white people. The crosswalks are only for white people. If you watch the signs, what is it? It's a big white guy, or appears to be a guy, walking across the street with his flashing. You never see the women up there. So it's just so discriminatory. But you got to hear the young people and what they're saying about it.
Have a good day.
Oh, Christ. Honestly, I'm ideologically opposed.
Okay. No worries. Have a good day.
That was a great one. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, so this was George Washington University. Right? Again, this was a fake petition. You know, Mark Dice used to do this all the time. He can be a little hardcore, but he used to do this all the time. And he actually got banned at one point or throttled back on YouTube for doing this. And he would go out into the beaches of California. He would ask the dumbest questions known to mankind to these people. He would have petitions to suspend the First Amendment so that President Obama could get his work done because it was just too much noise going on in the background. People would sign it. You know, he was one that went out and told people that Jerry Brown was moving the 4th of July celebrations to mid-September. People would sign that, too. They just don't get it. They don't. And is this a failure of our education system? Is this a failure? I mean, is this just people's lack of wanting to know? Wanting to get involved? Wanting to get engaged? They signed this petition anyway. They put up the petition. It was to urge the university to consider changing the crosswalk signs. Even though it was a fake university, even a university faculty member expressed support as well. This is a faculty member, a professor who's teaching your young ones. And she said there's definitely a lack of representation. And thought the change would be a good one. What's to represent? You don't listen. If you know that sign that's popping up and saying, you know, cross or don't cross, I would imagine it's for everybody, right? And I'm only beating this up because I think it's hilarious. I got to tell you, I think this stuff is just so funny to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation, really. The other one that I love, I may or may not have time to play it, but the other one I love is Baltimore residents. When the man in the street went out and started asking them about certain things that were said, certain conversations that were had about what was going on in Baltimore, these people really didn't know who made the comments. They had no clue as to whether it was President Trump. Now, every one of them thought it was President Trump at first. Because the media's been pounding away at how bad President Trump is, the comments that he's been making. Now, notice how the Baltimore issue has died away. Because the press has been told, hey, back off. Get away from this thing. Because, yeah, we do have problems. You saw the pictures. I don't know if some of you saw how many people were out in the street with MAGA hats on, right, in Baltimore. And they were helping to clean up the neighborhoods. They were picking up a tonnage of garbage, throwing it in dumpsters, things that the city should have been doing for years with all that money. Right? And again, they started to back off. Because you can't, here you have people with MAGA hats on. People that are out there in the streets in black communities where they hate black people. But in the black community where they're out there and they're cleaning up the streets, and they're helping people get their lives in order. Right? And how do you look at them and say, well, you know, they're a bunch of racist people? Or it must be because they feel bad or they feel... they feel guilty. That's what it is. They feel guilty. Right? That's why they're doing what they're doing. Anyhow. University has banned the sale of hamburgers in an attempt to combat... climate change. That's right, because you know those burgers, they turn up the heat. University of London Goldsmiths blocked the sale of any beef product, increased taxes for water bottles and disposable cups, and installed solar panels across the campus as part of an initiative to decrease carbon emissions and fight global warming. Now, according to some scientists, the article states that beef could damage the environment because cows produce methane gas. Well, but if you're killing the cows for the beef, doesn't that reduce the amount of cows to contribute to methane gas? God bless. Oh, the growing global call for organizations to take seriously their responsibilities for halting climate change, it's impossible to ignore, right? The university's head recently had the new curriculum head, I'm laughing because this story is just ridiculous. I told a local news source declaring a climate emergency cannot be empty words. He said, I truly believe that we face a defining moment in global history. And our college now stands shoulder to shoulder with other organizations willing to call the alarm and take urgent action to cut carbon use. You know, the climate accord, the Paris Climate Accord or whatever it was called? If every country was on board with it, in 20 years you would have reduced emissions by, what was it, 0.003%? Right? And was it China and India, the two biggest culprits? China and India were not going to be included in this? I thought that was beautiful. I thought it was beautiful. The growing global call for the organizations to take seriously responsibilities. Well, do you really believe that some of these universities, I mean, look at the craziness that's going on. They really believe this stuff. So they're spending millions and millions of your tax dollars going to that university to fight this in some way, shape, manner, or form. Joe Leem, who's a Goldsmith Students Union president, said, our house is on fire. We'll call the fire department. I mean, is this how we're going to do this? I believe that that in our area and the university management are realizing that this is a real problem and making these changes to put their part of the house fire out. From energy use to food sales, plastic pollution, all universities and organizations or campus sites can make changes across their facilities that are better for our planet. You know, I'm okay. I don't know how some of you guys feel about this. I'm okay with us doing things not to be so destructive, if you would, to the planet. I mean, I get the plastic and the styrofoam and it sits in those landfills for billionaires. I get all of that. There are ways to fix that. I know they have these new to-go, maybe probably not new, but newer kind of to-go containers, right? They're eco-friendly. Now we have God, paper straws. Have you ever tried to use paper straws? Anyway, we have these paper straws now, right? And they're supposed to be eco-friendly. So I get doing little things like that. But when you're mandated by the government to do certain things, like here in L.A., it's ridiculous. If you get a straw from one of the waiters or waitresses or service people, and you don't ask for it, they could be in trouble. They could be fined for that. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more crazy stories coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Show me senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. It's Real Joe. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. My dad says I say it too fast. Just write quicker. Slow down the slow down the video. Whatever. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you head over to the website at some point in time, give me your email address, okay? There's a space in the top right-hand side. We send out an email a week. If you don't like that, then we can always text you, let you know about the show. You want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Okay. So, all you guys are, I mean, I see the conversation in the chat room, emails and what have you, because you know I love this kind of stuff. But is the word Fredo really a negative thing? Right? I mean, all the terms you always hear that people seem not to have a problem with, right? Greaseball, Guinea, WAP, Goomba, right? Guido, don't forget that one, right? We all kinds of names, right? And I was getting a kick out of it because all of a sudden, the white folk are all upset over the term Frito. And I say the white folk because I can tell you something. Growing up in Boston and some of the areas I grew up in, unless you were really in the north end of Boston where there was a heavy Italian section, you weren't necessarily looked upon, the easy way to say it so you'll understand it quickly, is you weren't necessarily looked on as an ordinary white person. You were not a white, what we used to joke about, you were not a WASP, right? White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Now, I don't know if that's the case where somebody might find that terribly offensive or nasty, but it's what we call, it's the terminology we used back then, get over it. All right? Now, Chris Cuomo, who I still don't believe to this day has three brain cells to rub together to collide with each other, right? Frito is not like the N-word. All right? Frito is a nickname or a short name for Alfredo and names like that. I mean, it is not necessarily used in a derogatory term right away. Some dictionaries or urban dictionary has it listed as to be the black sheep in the family. Like the goofball, the screw up. And it actually has come after the Godfather movies. Right? It's actually taken from Fredo's name, Fredo Corleone, from the movie. So why is it the movie's gonna dictate to us what reality is? I mean, that's really weird. And probably the worst slur, the nastiest thing you could do is call somebody a guinea or call an Italian a guinea. And, you know, Cuomo is sitting there talking about how bad this is and how bad it makes Italian look and how all this stuff. And I'm sorry, what was he doing in the video? Let me see if I can at least get the sound on this. Because really, in all reality, the one that made my Italian heritage look the worst was Cuomo. Seriously, no joke. Let me see if I can get this thing working. Oh, there we go. Right? Take a listen. See if I can get this thing.
It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
But it's not. Okay? I mean, truly.
I'll throw you down these stairs like a fucking punk.
So, you know, again, you look at this stuff, right? He went off on everybody. He is expressing, showing, putting out there the exact image that we don't want. The exact image that you've heard me talk about a million times. Now, this is from the New York Post. Right? And you know, Italian-Americans are not happy with him either. Right? And while they said that the slur or the name Fredo is insulting, right? The agreement was that anyone who likens it to the N-word is stunad. You know what that means in Italian? That means brain dead, stupid. So here they got Italians in an Italian neighborhood in New York telling Cuomo, him saying that Fredo is like using the N-word shows you how ignorant and stupid he actually is. He said, if anything, it's like when we call somebody Fredo, it's like saying, hey, you're stupid. So why would he add? Why would Cuomo add to the stigma behind this already? And you think about what he said and what he did to that guy. Right? He fell right into the hands of us being thugs. I'm not. You know, I joke, if any of you old-timers who listen to the show, you know that I joke about this on a regular basis. Right? I make fun of it because you see in all the movies. If you're Italian, you must be part of the mafia, right? I mean, tell me that's not a slur. But I don't lose my mind over it. Right, a worker at an Italian records place on the 18th Avenue said that any insult meant by Godfather reference was tied to Fredo being a turncoat. Fredo means a backstabber, a person who went against his own kind. He went against his brother. You know, if I was black and somebody called me the N-word, I would flip it on them. I'd be crazy on them, he says. This is Sergio Conti, a New Yorker. But not Fredo. Fredo specifically aimed at somebody who's somewhat brain dead, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And to take the stigma off of Italians, right? To take all the stereotypes and the slurs off the Italians, Cuomo comes off with, I'll blanking throw you down these stairs like a blanking punk. I'll blanking wreck you. Sergio's nephew argued that the angrier Cuomo got over this perceived stereotype, the more he fell into another. Right? Matthew Conti, 22, said, you know, most Italians think they have to have this tough guy attitude. Well, I don't think so, but when you're like Chris Cuomo, who's in the public eye, you should be more careful about things like that. I agree with him. Why feed into it? Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside. joe@therealside. I always appreciate what you send me. Hey, look, I don't have to be on the same page as you. We don't have to be exactly on the same page as to what's going on. I'm good with all of that. I just want to make sure that, you know, we all have to have a voice in what we're saying. You all have to have, please don't spew the party line. Should I go down that road? Do I need to do that again? Seriously, don't spew the party line. Because then you just sound like a Twitter feed. And frankly, lately, the party line's not been that, you know, not been done well. And then the other thing, too, is some of you who have already sent me a boatload of emails is on the Epstein thing. Stop with the conspiracy stuff. Can you wait a while? I'm not talking months. How about we let some more information come forward? Why don't we do that? Right? I saw the pictures of him being taken out. Yeah. He didn't look white. He didn't look blue. How dead could he have possibly been? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Okay? Some say there was a body double that was taken out. And that he's really living out. You know, another one. He's living like Hitler and did after World War II. They got him out. They got him away. Now he's living somewhere else. So I don't know. I don't know if any of this stuff is true or wrong true. Right now I'm going with he's dead. Right now I'm going with the fact that, you know, the guards have been given leave. And we'll see what happens. But let's let the information come in, because then we look like lunatics. When we come up with all these conspiracy things and we all put them out there and they're all over the place. Right? I mean, this causes a problem for us. Causes a problem for our credibility. Anyway. And as far as Epstein goes, I'm sorry. I know as a Christian I'm supposed to feel bad for him and all that other stuff. It's hard for me to do that. When you talk about taking advantage of children, it is probably one of my bigger hot buttons. You know, it's like when you talk about abortion, you talk about the defenseless, talk about 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. 12, 13, 14-year-old boys, for that matter. Taking advantage of them sexually, sexually assaulting them. Having them as sex slaves. It can't get any worse than that. You can't get any scummier than that. Really, think about it. I've always joked on the show that as a father of two girls, if you ever assaulted one of my girls, I wouldn't want you to go in front of a judge. I want you to go in front of me. Give me 10 to 15 minutes in a room with you alone, and I'll take care of it. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, that's the Italian name. We're going to tell you. No, that is how any father would feel. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. His Holiness, Don Lemon, is now accused of assault in a sexually charged encounter. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.